Due to the sensitive nature of this podcast episode, it involves the case of the most horrific child abuse case in American history. So listener discretion is advised. I've covered a lot of true crime cases, and this is the most upsetting true crime case that I have ever heard. It involves the most horrific child abuse case in the United States. So again, listener discretion is advised. Baby Brianna was born on Valentine's Day back in 2002 in New Mexico. And when she died, she was only 5 months old. And that was on July 19th of 2002. And she died at the hands of her mother and her father and her uncle. Due to severe child abuse. Baby Brianna was so abused almost from the instance that she had left the hospital after she was born until the day of her death. On a daily basis, she was slapped, punched, kicked, thrown, and raped by her own father and her uncle. Her mother, Stephanie Lopez, did nothing about it. And the other family members that knew about it and were aware of this horrific abuse that baby Brianna was going through, did nothing about it. They did not say anything about it. In fact, Stephanie's mother testified to the fact that her daughter Stephanie, who was the mother of Brianna, would pinch and bite baby Brianna when she became upset with her for her crying. And the grandmother was aware that her infant granddaughter was being raped, beaten, pinched, bitten, thrown around, but didn't want to get involved. And then on the night of July 18th of 2002, Stephanie, her mother, Andy, and Steven, they began drinking. Stephanie, the mom, claims that she only had a few beers before heading off to bed, leaving Andy and Steven in the living room where they continued to drink. After Stephanie went to bed, Andy and Steven thought it would be funny to toss baby Brianna up in the air and let her hit the ceiling and then watch her hit the ground. It is not known how long this sick game continued, but the father of baby Brianna admitted to throwing her up to 3 to 4 times, which probably, in my mind, means he did it a lot more. Both of the men told the authorities that the baby was screaming and wailing as the abuse continued. Stephanie, the mother, claimed she did not hear anything that evening. Of course, it was later discovered during police interrogations that Stephen Lopez admitted that later in the evening he began to sodomize baby Brianna, but stopped because he realized that what he was doing was wrong. Then on July 19th, 2002, Stephanie, the mother, not that she was a mother, but she is considered the mother, but no mother would allow any of this or do any of this. She woke early that morning to the sound of Brianna screaming in agony. She saw her infant covered in fresh bruises, and she asked Andy and Stephen what happened to baby Brianna. And they just said they had both been a little rough with her last night, and she didn't ask any further questions. And then she went on to ignore baby Brianna's pain and her injuries, and she went back to sleep. This is not a human being. These people are not human beings. Like, I just don't understand this. At about 7 a.m., Andrew Walters admitted that he got up to change Brianna's diaper, and while doing so, wrapped a baby wipe around his finger and sodomized baby Brianna. He returned to bed at 7:30 a.m. and fell back to sleep. Stephanie awoke at around 10 p.m. actually, and noticed that Brianna was unresponsive and not breathing. She called 911, stating that her daughter had fell from her high chair. How convenient of her. Brianna was rushed to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead that night at 11, little after 11 a.m. And then they did the autopsy on her, and the findings concluded that Brianna, baby Brianna, died from cerebral injuries, cranial injuries, and that baby Brianna had suffered 13 human bite marks throughout her entire body. She also had scraping injuries, bruising that were on her head, as well on her forehead. And she had suffered a blunt force injury to her head in the last 3 days or less of her life, which resulted in this large subdermal hematoma on her brain. And then baby Brianna had bleeding within the membranes around the brains, as well as her optical nerves. And what that means is she had been violently shaken. Also, she had a very significant abrasion on her buttocks, which went into the buttocks, and it was consistent with sexual assault. The baby's anus had no muscle tone and gaped open. At her autopsy, it was observed that her anal opening was dilated a full inch, and the internal examination showed half of an inch injury inside the opening, as well as a significant vaginal trauma to it, and 3 tears to her hymen. her skull had 5 to 7 day old fractures in 2 different places on 2 different bones. Both were old and new, and there was blood present still. That indicates that she had a previous injury to the brain. She also had rib fractures that were weeks old, and a whole bunch of fractures on both of her thigh bones. And she also had a fracture on her left arm. She had been abused, like they had said, from the time she was pretty much born and went home until the time she died. This is the hardest thing I've ever heard of. It's just, it's terrible. Okay, the convictions of what happened. Stephen Lopez was convicted of intentional child abuse resulting in death or great bodily harm. And he also got conspiracy to commit intentional child abuse resulting in her death and great bodily harm. And also a criminal sexual penetration of a child under 13 in the first degree. He received a 51-year prison sentence. Not quite sure why he didn't get worse. I have no idea. And then Andrew Walters was convicted of intentional child abuse resulting in death and great bodily harm. And conspiracy to commit intentional child abuse resulting in death or great bodily harm, and the criminal sexual penetration of a child under 13 in the first degree, intentional child abuse not resulting in death or great bodily harm, and permitting child abuse. He was sentenced to 57 years in prison. Let's see. Okay, the mother, the so-called mother, Stephanie Lopez, was convicted of permitting this child abuse, and she received a 27-year sentence. The grandparents of Brianna, Patricia Walters, and her uncle Robert Walters Jr., each were convicted of failing to report the abuse that resulted in Brianna's death, and they received a 2-month stint in jail. And what they're saying is, because I'm trying to figure out why do these people get such small sentences. And in 2002, at the time of Brianna's murder, intentional child abuse resulting in death carried a maximum sentence of 18 years in the state of New Mexico. And then in 2005, 3 years after Brianna's murder, there was a Senate bill called 166, known as Baby Brianna Bill, and it was enacted making a child abuse resulting in death a Class A felony with a mandatory minimum sentence of 30 years in prison. And unfortunately, this bill cannot be enacted for the past, so it can't apply to the killers of baby Brianna, which were her own father, her uncle, and her mother, and the grandparents that knew about this. And let's see. It was, I believe this was, in 2016 that the mother, Stephanie, was, released from prison. And I believe it was due to her good behavior in prison. And that's very upsetting. This child born on Valentine's Day, the day of love, never received any love from these terrible monsters. So, yeah, her mother was released from prison. She served close to 13 years, which is not enough, but they did pass the bill. Baby Brianna had to go through all of this for a bill to be made for higher consequences, and it's really sad that there are people on this earth that would do such things that we would even have to have bills like these in place. But we have to remember, people don't think like you or I, and so it's unfathomable. Like, I just can't understand why this happened and why they could just, like, her mom could just go to sleep and her mom could let this happen. Her dad did this, her uncle. I mean, the dad is just as bad as the mother. I mean, he did even worse, but, like, it's like, out of these three people, nobody felt this was wrong. It makes me wonder, how these people were raised, and family said nothing. And there was a reason. It makes me wonder if all these people were abused too. I have no idea. I do want to look into it though further. Not that it excuses any of them. It doesn't. And now I know why this is called the most brutal, horrific case of child abuse in America ever. Okay, guys, until next time.